USDA has issued the monthly supply and demand estimates for our cotton. As expected, the cotton exports for 2016 has increased, and exports are now projected to total 14 million bales. This is an increase of 800,000 bales from the March estimate of 13.2. Well, the question is, with the increased acreage coming up in the Southeast and across the West, can the market absorb an increase in acres? It is projected that the U.S. exports will account for 39% of the total world exports this marketing year. This compares to 26% share in the 2015 crop and would be the highest in both exports and market share since 2010. U.S. cotton export sales to China totaled just over 2 million bales. This is more than double what was exported to China last year. Sales to Vietnam, 2.36 million bales. Also to Turkey, Indonesia, and Mexico are all big buyers. U.S. cotton has been in high demand. Premiums for quality remain good. One of the reasons for the huge increase in market share this year was that exports by some of our major competitors is down. So right now, it looks like in addition to the big revision of U.S. exports, production was raised on the report from USDA in Brazil and China, and millwork use was raised slightly. But overall, it looks like the increased acres is going to have to work hard to export all the cotton that's going to be made this year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.